Début du dialogue 15.
Our guest today is Christopher Reeves, whose research speciality is the influence of technology on our lives, particularly on those of children. Christopher, do people sometimes accuse you of being old-fashioned?
Some do, yes. But thinking back to the good old days is vital to understanding the issues facing us today. Only 20 years ago, children used to play outside all day, riding bikes and playing sports. Children created their own games that didn't require costly equipment or parental supervision. And children of the past moved around a lot. Their sensory world was nature-based and simple. Family time was often spent doing chores, and every day children had to meet certain expectations. The dining room table was a central place where families came together to eat and talk about their day.
So you're not describing the childhood of today's grandparents or some golden age 100 years ago. You're talking about just 20 years ago.
Yes, because today's families have changed so much. Today's parents are juggling work, school, home and community lives. So to make their lives faster and more efficient, they rely heavily on a whole range of technologies, communication, information and transportation technologies.
It's hard to remember that cell phones have only been in common use for about 20 years, smartphones for 10 years, and that the first iPad was launched in 2010.
You're right. With the internet, video games, iPads and cell phones, entertainment technology has advanced so rapidly that families haven't really noticed its impact and the changes it's wrought in their family structure and lifestyle.
A study has shown that elementary school children consume on average 7.5 hours a day of entertainment technology.
So children now rely on technology for the majority of their play. That greatly limits the use of their own creativity and imaginations. Children also need the physical challenges for their bodies to achieve optimal sensory and motor development. But these challenges aren't provided by play that's technology-based.
Don't electronic games challenge children's senses and reflexes?
To a certain extent, yes, but the children are usually sitting down. Their sedentary bodies are bombarded with chaotic sensory stimulation.
And what happens when these children arrive in school?
Today's young children have become accustomed to high speed, so when they enter school, they struggle with self-regulation and the attention skills necessary for learning. Some of them create troublesome behaviour management problems for teachers in the classroom.
We recently interviewed the doctor who 3 years ago created the first technology addiction programme in the UK. The youngest patient he treated was a 4-year-old girl who became distressed and upset whenever her parents took the iPad away from her. She was using it 3 to 4 hours a day and showed increasing agitation if it was removed. The iPad is an easy way to keep a child happy while the parents are busy.
This case shows how important it is for parents, teachers and therapists to come together to help society realise what devastating effects technology is having not only on children's health, but also on their ability to learn and sustain personal and family relationships.
Parents themselves use and enjoy technology more and more. Isn't that also part of the problem?
You're probably right, but children and adults have different needs. Children's developing sensory, motor and attachment systems haven't evolved biologically to accommodate the sedentary yet frenzied nature of today's technology. While some of the child's systems are understimulated, the child's visual and auditory sensory systems are in overload.
So while few people question the overall benefits of advanced technology, these devices may result in parents becoming disconnected from their children.
Yes, I'm afraid that's so. There are 4 critical factors which are necessary to achieve healthy child development: movement, touch, human connection, and exposure to nature. Rather than hugging, playing, and talking to children, parents are increasingly entertaining their children with TV, video games, iPads, and cell phone applications. This is creating a deep and irreversible communication gap between parents and children.
Fin du dialogue 15.